I didn't realize that the Quakers at this church might not think that was a good idea. So I went back and that people were raising eyebrows about getting arrested.
Your first experience of being eldered.
Yeah, well, sort of, I guess. Then I had a very close relationship. After I graduated from Friends, was the head resident of the women's dorm and had a lot of interaction with students struggling around sexuality issues. So I really started moving in some different directions around that than the Quakers I had around me. So I kind of had my fill of Quakers, the ones that I was hanging out with, because they were certainly not supportive of what I was interpreting as God working with me. So I was in my garden for about 11 years, 13 years. And Chuck Fager came to Kansas to cover the Priscilla Dieters debacle of the evangelical community in Kansas. And he stayed at our community while he was there for about 11 days. And we'd saved up a whole bunch of money to go to Mexico with the kids. And we had some friends that lived down there and were doing some interesting work. The trip fell through, and Chuck says, you really ought to go to the gathering. And we were like, the gathering? He's describing all this great music, and I don't remember what all he said, but we said, we're going to the gathering. So the gathering was my annual Quaker connection for 8 years, probably. This place kept me alive and connected. While we go back to our ministry, which was out in the community, and felt like we were doing an interpretation of what Christ wanted us to do and be in the world, and not stuffed up behind four walls and drinking coffee and saying everything's fine on Sunday morning.
But I think you're rooted locally.